It's 8:30 a.m., and high school students are gathering at the entrance to South Valley Academy Charter School in Albuquerque. Students crossing campus switch between Spanish and English, and a group of boys play soccer on the basketball court. Like many Albuquerque schools, South Valley Academy is a diverse mix, including undocumented students. Many came to the U.S. as children, and they receive the same education as every other student from kindergarten through 12th grade. Once they graduate from high school, things get more complicated. Melissa is a senior at South Valley Academy.
In my ninth grade year, I started feeling the difference because that's when I started getting taught more about scholarships, and that's when, looking at the applications, I knew that I needed this thing called Social Security number, and I didn't have.
Melissa immigrated to New Mexico from Mexico when she was six. She says school was hard at first since she didn't speak English, but by fourth grade, she could work on her own. Now she's active in student groups on campus and tutors her classmates. Melissa has light brown hair and freckles and says her classmates are often surprised to discover she's undocumented.
They're like, really? But you look white and you're just so, I don't know, you speak English well. And that's when I'm like, well, it's not the looks that matter.
After participating in a program with UNM Hospital, Melissa's thinking of a career in medicine.
They talked to us about many different fields and having to do with medicine. And right now, I'm just amazed by all the different fields that there is, so I'm not really sure what I want to go into.
Yeah, Melissa's options for college are not as numerous as her interests. If she stays in New Mexico, she can attend any public university or community college and pay in-state tuition. New Mexico is one of just 12 states that provide this access to undocumented students. As a high-achieving high school senior, Melissa is also eligible for the New Mexico Lottery Scholarship. Hector is studying nuclear engineering at UNM. He has large black ear studs and close-cropped hair and rides his skateboard across campus. Without a permit to work, he says he lives in uncertainty about his future.
Most of all, it's scary because you put in so much effort. You grew up in this country. It pretty much became your country as well. Being that you know nothing about Mexico, you don't even know their national anthem or anything like that. You know more of the American culture than you do the Mexican culture.
Hector says it's a hardship not to be able to help pay his way while in school. Leslie Alvarado agrees. She's 21, and her mother is the sole support for her and her two siblings. Leslie says she stopped her studies at UNM because her family can't afford the tuition. But a federal program called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals has given Leslie new hope.
So having this action, it's like, see, you could graduate, you could go to college, you could get a job. Don't give up.
The plan offers 2 years of legal status to enroll in college, serve in the military, or work for young people who qualify. It's related to the DREAM Act, a national bill to provide a path to permanent residency for young people. Critics of the DREAM Act argue that it unfairly offers a type of amnesty to people who broke the law by entering the U.S. illegally. Republicans have criticized deferred action as an attempt by the Obama administration to garner Hispanic votes for the upcoming election. Since June, young people in New Mexico have been weighing this new option. Jayan Ugalde is a UNM student who immigrated to the U.S. when he was five. Though he can't work, Jayan has turned to activism on behalf of other undocumented youth.
Because many of us, as students and as community members and residents of New Mexico, consider ourselves undocumented Americans.
Jayan's organization, New Mexico Dreamers in Action, travels to high schools to educate students about their options. He says it was young people who campaigned for access to higher education in New Mexico.
Students who were tired of not being able to go to school because they were too scared of being stopped by the police and being detained in prison.
Rachel Lazar is the executive director of El Centro de Igualdad de Derechos, an immigrants' rights organization. She says most undocumented immigrants live in mixed-status families.
We're talking about families that are comprised of citizens, legal permanent residents, undocumented folks, and people with different status.
Some students worry that by revealing their own status, they're putting family members at risk for deportation. Many students also wonder what'll happen after the presidential elections. Both Democrats and Republicans have been criticized for failing to address immigration reform. Meanwhile, here in New Mexico, undocumented students continue to study and plan for an uncertain future. For KUNM, I'm Sarah Van Note.